Yeah. Grooving.
Talk about it.
Sliding into Thursday.
Tell me all about it.
Yeah, spikes up. Here we go.
I'll raise a little dust.
Mm-hmm.
All I know is it's about 15 degrees warmer temperature-wise than it's been most of week long.
Yeah.
And the wind's up, and it feels awful. It's just cut right through.
Yeah, 39 degrees, and it feels
like a little girl.
Oh yeah, a lot colder than that.
Like a fresh spring breeze has blown up my Easter skirt.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not nice.
Oh, you say that like you know how that would feel.
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
I was convinced.
I sometimes channel for an 18th century Southern belle.
They went to church every Sunday.
Named Camille.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's nice.
And she likes to wear a large skirt with petticoats and swing on her port swing that somehow faces the north. And when a breeze blows up, it's quite refreshing, as well as quite shocking.
Wow, this is like this whole conversation.
I understand.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I had probably too much information this time of day.
It's right off the bat, it's kind of too much for me to take.
I just have to tell you.
All right.
It's the truthy hour.
And I'll probably never get it out of my head
now. I hope you don't.
Rest of the day.
That'll serve you right. Yeah. I just don't know.
I heard somebody's stomach go.
That's my throat trying to close off and kill me.
Oh, my stomach's doing that, too.
Strangle him.
It's my throat. Yeah,
I'm about ready to go get some Doritos.
It's Camille trying to come out.
It's freaky. Again,
and with that, we'll be back.
Tis the season for rockin' stockin'. $10,000 in holiday loot up for grabs from KMOD. Find Santa's list of locations at KMOD.com. Grand prize giveaway December 22nd with Phil and Brent. Rockin' Stockin', a big old log of holiday Yule from Tulsa's Rock Station.
Oh, oh, no!
Merry Christmas!
97.5 KMOD.
Come see the show that's electrifying audiences across the country.
Council.
All right, I think I got you. It's 6:16, going to be sunny and 58 today. Boy, they're talking about a really, really cold weekend, though.
Yeah, 12, I believe, coming up on Monday morning is what I saw.
12.
Yeah.
1-2. Okay, buckle my shoe.
Hey, you knew it was going to be a tough job when you took it.
Well, that's true. That's true.
I believe that was it Underdog? No, that was Super Chicken.
Super Chicken.
You knew the job was tough.
Oh, for Super Chicken.
Exactly. So.
He will drink his super sauce and throw the bad guy for a loss.
It's just what happens. It's just his thing. But
probably the only two people in the world that remember that.
Probably.
Super Chicken.
Yeah.
No Super Chicken.
But Underdog was pretty cool, too.
Underdog was very cool.
Well, he was here to save the day.
But
that was Mighty Mouse.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, he was.
Andy Kaufman and Mighty Mouse.
Here I come to save the day. That Mighty Mouse is on the way.
And what did Underdog say? Never fear, Underdog's here. That's right.
Yeah.
Never
fear. There's no need to fear.
Now, who was the Super Chicken?
Super Chicken? we should Google Super Chicken up because
You really should. It should be brought back.
It really should. And I'm really kind of surprised that Seth Green and his robot chicken hasn't brought back the Super Chicken.
Super Robot Chicken?
Super Robot Chicken? Wow, that's good.
There you go.
Let's see. Wow. Apparently, Super Chicken, C-H-I-K-A-N, is an old blues man.
Super Chicken Hennessy.
C-H-I-C-K-E-N, a segment that ran on George of the Jungle.
That's right.
Produced by Jay Ward, who produced
George of the Jungle.
And he didn't have Jane. He had Ursula and...
Ursula and somebody keeping step.
Yeah.
That was another Brendan Fraser botch.
Oh, of course. Yeah, you never let Brendan Fraser get close to any.
Oh, that's right. He did do that, didn't he?
He also did the...
He did Rocky and Bullwinkle or... No, Dudley Do-Right.
Dudley Do-Right.
Jay Ward, by the way, did the series produced...
Dennis the Menace?
Jay Ward, no, the guy that did Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And Genius.
Out and Out. Full Born.